Voters in three Western Massachusetts cities are guaranteed to elect new mayors Tuesday. Incumbent mayors are not on the ballots tomorrow in the cities of Chicopee, Greenfield, and Westfield. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill discussed the races for the top elected office in each of those cities with Matt Safransky, Editor-in-Chief of Western Massachusetts Politics and Insight. Let's discuss these alphabetically. We'll start with Chicopee, where Richard Koss decided not to run for re-election. And the competition here is between John View, the current city council president, and Joseph Morissette, a former police officer turned high school vice principal. How do you see this race shaping up?
Well, it's kind of turned into a referendum on the last, I guess at this point, it's 6 years of Mayor Richard Koss's mayoralty. John View is the president of the city council in Chicopee. He's seen as being a very close ally of Koss's, as well as most of the council. The council gets along very well with the mayor. And there are a sizable number of people in the city that don't want, a Koss, 2.0 type mayoralty. So I think that's where a lot of the energy and enthusiasm has gotten behind Morissette. It's notable that John View did not, secure a majority in the preliminary, which suggests that there is, at least as of the preliminary, a majority of people that didn't want him to be mayor. So that is, I think, a dynamic in this race as well.
He did do quite well in the preliminary, though, View did. And also, you mentioned an ally of Koss. He was Koss officially endorsed him over the weekend.
There are a number of things in the city of Chicopee that I think that, View and the outgoing mayor can point to as successes and changes. It also came after Michael Bissonnette's mayoralty, who actually had run and did not survive the preliminary, which had its controversies as well. But Chicopee is very starkly divided between, basically, did you think Bissonnette did a good job, and did you think Koss has done a good job? And I think that, that divide has become more and more apparent as time has gone by. And I think there's also just a general appetite for something different in Chicopee, but there just hasn't been the candidates on all levels of government that have been able to summon the strength to really turn over the city council or some of the other positions in the city. So some of it is just, I think just a pent-up desire for something different. It's not altogether a policy differences with or among the various people running for office.
Up in Greenfield, Mayor William Martin announced way back in July of 2018 that he would not be running for a fifth term. And the candidates on the ballot tomorrow, having moved through the preliminary, are former school committee member and current planning board member Roxanne Windergardner and city councilor Sheila Gilmore. What's your assessment on this one, Matt?
Well, this race, I think, is kind of built a little bit around some of the backgrounds of the candidates. I've seen that, some people have noted that, Windgarden has a much larger record of working in city government. I believe Gilmore hasn't been in office as long as Windgarden had been when she was on the school committee. There's also some other issues that are, kind of featuring very prominently. There's an effort to build a new library in Greenfield. I know that divides the candidates. So I think that those are going to be some of the things that are on voters' minds as they go to the polls in Greenfield.
In Westfield, the two candidates for mayor are State Senator Don Humison and Police Captain Michael McCabe. And this has been a pretty competitive race.
Not just that it's competitive, but it became competitive surprisingly. Don Humison has been an institution in Westfield for a long time, and he was very well liked as a state rep. His support in Westfield was pivotal for his continued success for re-election as a state senator. And he had very good constituent services, and that can be the backbone of any politician's success in office. That being said, there has been a like in Chicopee, but in a much more subtle and almost nebulous way. There has been an undercurrent of a desire for change in Westfield. Even though Westfield is kind of a purple town, it switches between Democrats and Republicans for like presidential races. There's been a lot of agreement among the various political powers that be in both parties. I mean, you switch off between Sullivan's and Knappich's and so on and so forth. And Don Humison is a former aide to the former state senator, Mike Knappich. So, I think there's a strain of, do we want to just have somebody completely different? Now, I don't know what really McCabe is offering that much different than what Humison would be able to provide. I'm not sure if there's some, skepticism about him as mayor, given, his very conservative record in the legislature. But I think that there's just a general sense of, let's try something different. And McCabe has, wherever it's been coming from, has been able to put up a fair amount of money against a sitting state senator who should also be able to raise a fair amount of money.
What are some of the key things you'll be looking at when the returns start coming in tomorrow night?
Well, I'm going to be looking at, certainly the Westfield race, because that will have potential impact for other races. Presumably, he's already said that if Don Humison wins the mayoralty, State Representative John Vilas is interested in running for his state Senate seat. So if Humison wins, then Vilas has a much clearer path to taking that seat, and we could see some other dominoes fall along the way. I'll also be interested in seeing what happens up in Holyoke with its ballot question, a debt exclusion to finance the construction of a few new schools. There's been a vehement opposition among some people to that, but there's also the recognition, as people have observed, that Holyoke hasn't built a new school in 20 or 30 years, compared to that place like Springfield, which every time you turn around, it seems like they're building a new school. And yes, Springfield's a bigger city, but socioeconomically, the cities aren't that different. So it's an interesting battle that's been going on there. And there's been, I think some degree of overpromising from the yes side, and a great deal of misinformation from the no side, which has complicated it a lot. And I'll be interested to see what verdict voters ultimately lay down.